Well, we were greeted with sad news this morning, the passing of a rock legend in Tina Turner, and of course, a strong association with sport in this country, most notably rugby league, where she fronted two hugely successful advertising campaigns. One of the men responsible for that was the secretary, as they used to call the CEO at the Manly Seagulls, chairman of the ARL and the New South Wales Rugby League. His name is Ken Arthurson, AM, and I'm happy to say that Ken is on the line. G'day, Ken.
Oh, g'day, Jim.
First thoughts when you heard the news this morning on Tina's passing?
Very sad, of course, but we were aware of the fact that she hadn't been particularly well. Just the same, it's always sad news because apart from the fact that she was an absolutely fantastic entertainer, she was a very lovely lady, and she was really well received out here. Everyone I know speaks very highly of her.
Yeah. How did it come about? Of course, Simply the Best is the one that's most well known with Tina Turner, but What You Get Is What You See was the advert used in 1989. How did it come about this American rock star came to promote the game of rugby league in Australia?
Well, it was recommended to John Quayle, who was our working for us in that regard, and he was our chief administrator. And he just spoke to me about it, and he said he thought it would be a tremendous idea to get her out here. He was very much taken up with the idea. I must say, at the time, I was a little bit hesitant because I didn't know too much about her background or how she'd perform in those sort of circumstances. But and I know he said to me, "Well, can you speak to the board and convince them that and they were a little bit reluctant about getting her at that stage. And I must confess, I can understand their point of view. But anyway, to cut a long story short, I did speak to the board. The board agreed to do it. And of course, history shows what an absolutely outstanding success she was out here.
Yeah. First time you met Tina Turner, Ken, do you recall that?
Yeah, I did, and I was very impressed with her. Not only was she a fantastic entertainer, she was a very lovely lady, and she was terribly popular out here. She just got on well with everybody.
Yeah. The impact that those campaigns had, it seemed to take, in many ways, rugby league from a suburban sport to this definitely a national product, certainly to a degree an international product, but also to a very strong television product as well. Ken, are you able to talk about the impact her campaigns had on the sport?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about that. You're quite right in saying that. It did have an enormous impact on the sport of rugby league. And, she just did such a fantastic job when she was here with us. And the big thing about it was how well she got on with everybody. You know, she was a very personable person, a personable lady, apart from her great ability.
Yeah.
But, it was she was an absolutely outstanding success. And I think, everybody realised how good she was when she was out here, and how well she got on with everybody. I mean, the big thing about her was not only her natural ability, but her very nice personality and the very nice way she treated people and got on with people.
Yeah. Did you maintain contact? I know she came out for the 1993 Grand Final, performed live at that one, but was contact maintained after that at all, Ken? Do you know?
Well, to tell you the truth, we're talking about a fair while ago now. Yeah. We're talking a lot of years back. I'm getting that way that I forget what happened yesterday. But but never mind. We did keep a reasonable contact with her. But, the thing is, she was a very busy lady, and very, very well wanted by lots of other organisations. But anyway, she always maintained her thoughts of rugby league, and she got on so well with everybody here, and she really enjoyed the game herself, actually.
Yeah, yeah, great. Hey, I can't have Ken Arthurson on the phone and not ask him how he thinks the Manly Warringah Seagulls are travelling at the moment.
Well, you know, I've been a little bit disappointed in some matches, and then other matches they just play out of their skin. For example, against Canterbury, the Raiders the other week, they played so extremely well because the Raiders had certainly just won five games in a row against pretty good sides. And of course, Manly came out and beat them and played extremely well on that day.
Yeah.
So but of course, with the Trbojevic brothers out of the side, that makes an enormous difference too, because the whole three of them are damn good players and do a great deal for the club.
Yeah. Hey Ken, I'm going to ask you this. I'm trembling a little bit to ask it, but I'll do it anyway. I have a friend of mine. Let's call him the analyst. He says that Tom Trbojevic will be Manly's second ever immortal after the legendary Bob Fulton. Your thoughts on that, Ken?
Well, I wouldn't be arguing too much against that, because I think he's probably I think he's the best player in the game at the present time when he's fit and well and playing at his best. I do honestly think he's the best player in the game.
Yeah.
And so I certainly would have no objections to that. I'm also a very, very great fan of his brother who is a state representative, an Australian representative, actually.
Yeah.
He's a terrific player too. And now the youngest brother, who has now come into and been playing in the first grade team, he's impressed me. He's improved out of sight. He's playing extremely well now too. So they're a great football family, actually.
Very talented family. I better get a tip from you. Better get a tip. New South Wales versus Queensland. Who's going to win? That's tough for you too, because you're living in Queensland at the moment.
Well, I'm living in Queensland, but of course, being a New South Welshman, I mean, you know, you've got to stick with your original ties, and people up here understand that. You know, I don't know. Look, on paper, New South Wales look a better team, but as we all well know, football matches aren't won on paper.
Yes.
You've got to do it out on the ground. And Queensland, in my view, have been playing a better brand of football than we've played. I mean, we haven't been moving the ball as much as I believe that we should, and Queensland do that. And consequently, they've, over recent times, they've just had the edge on New South Wales. And I think it's going to be a very big and great series this time, just the same.
Absolutely. Ken, as we say, sad news on the passing of Tina Turner, but great to spend some time with you. Great to hear that you're well, and thank you again.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to you again, Jim, and you look after yourself, mate.